We would like to speak to you about things that actualize on the planet and the energy in which they actualize, the healthy energy and the not so healthy energy. We know that you have all viewed individuals who have become so wrapped up in their own ego, in their own wounded ego, we would like to say, that when something actualizes for them, they come to a wrong conclusion about why that happened. The conclusion is connected to their wounded ego and their need to feel that they alone created what happened. It does not mean that things cannot actualize in that way, but the danger of that is something has actualized and connected to a lie. And so if that individual attempts then to actualize another thing but carries the lie with him or her, then there is no understanding of the real process, how things actualize. We believe we have made perhaps a grammatical doubler. But what we would like to say to you here is that you do not, of course, control outcomes. And to know that is actually something that assists you in actualizing in a good way. When you are working and creating, all of that energy counts because it is your energy and your focus and your desire. But to be able to put energy into something and then to let go of how it actually works itself out in the end, that is actualizing in wisdom. And that is what we want to be able to do. We, of course, are going to speak to the human condition, which is that everyone wants something to actualize in the way that they want it to. And we have all experienced that. But the important thing to know here is putting your energy into something is like putting your focus into something, but you do not control the timing, you do not control the details of how it works out. Now, we do want to say very often it works out exactly as you hoped it would, but here is the thing, when it does that, then do not get caught in the illusion that that was all about what you did and even how hard you worked, because it actualizing is always more complex on the earth plane than you believe that it is. There is an interesting thing that we have noted in watching the earth, and that is that when something you have been working for actualizes and you are in a balanced place, knowing that you have done your part and the universe has guided the whole process for your highest good, then the moment of actualization is merely pleasant. It is not, now my life will change. I have finally broken the code and all will be as it was not before. That is the dangerous position. The balanced position and the safe one is, oh, good. I am happy this has happened. I have worked hard on my part of this, knowing that my part is only one part. And there is a certain rest in that, because you have not exhausted parts of yourself trying to control the outcome. And so when the outcome happens, you can be happy and it is good and it is pleasant, but it is not climbing, what is that, Mount Everest. It is not like, at last I have conquered. It is not that feeling at all. And when it is not that feeling, but simply knowing that you have been faithful to the process and you have been with it as it works itself out and you are happy about the actualization, then you are safe because what you are doing has not attached to a falsehood. It has not attached to a way of understanding actualization that is not real. And because this is quite an excellent year for actualizing some things that you truly want, we want you to remember this even as you move along. Do your part. Focus where you need to focus. Hold your intention every day. That is your part. Even when there is not a thing to do, focus your picture. Focus how it is you want to move with this. But never make what you are actualizing more important than you. Never. If you do that, then what you are setting up is a situation where what you actualize is actually going to validate you, and that is never in the right frame of reference for creating. On the other hand, the idea that you have done all of it alone, that is not in the balance either. Once again, we are drawn to pave the middle road. And in the middle road, you are holding all of the things that are going on, putting energy in, but not thinking that what you create will validate you. And not thinking that you are so big that you have made everything happen. But the middle road says you create through what you love, through what you want to do. You are faithful with it. You do not control the timing. You do not control the outcome. So when the actualization happens, you can be happy. But you are not caught in a lie. So when you go on to create something else, you will be in the proper energy from the beginning. And that is a great thing to know in life, that how you hold the energy of what you want to create is probably the most important thing. So, keeping that in mind, we are going to meditate together. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply. Become aware of the stars all around you, and that when you are breathing in, you are breathing in the perfect stars to form the pattern for what you wish to create. And in this breathing in, you are allowing your body to hold the pattern for your creation. Rest the mind, breathe in. Exhale fear. Mm-hmm. Now feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root to wash that root free of any blockage that might have prevented you from holding the creative pattern in your body. Feel that cleansing energy move up and wash away any shame or judgment that might be caught in your body. Feel it gone so that there is only the natural cleansing that was intended for you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. And feel the cleansing energy move the hurtful emotions out of the solar plexus so that there is room for you to feel joy, so that there is room for you to feel the creative flow in your body and in your life. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart center. Let the cleansing energy free your heart. Free your heart to know its own wisdom, to know its power, to know its ability to grow and create. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that is doubtful or negative, anything that would turn against you. Feel it moved out of that center so that there is a space for the communication that comes from the highest levels, from the levels that created you, from the levels that know who you truly are. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. Let that cleansing energy clear the third eye so that you once again are in tune with the part of you that knows deeply and intuitively. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and let the cleansing energy open the crown and free the crown of the need to prove yourself in any way. But know that the opening of the crown is the energy that draws the universe to you. It is your focus on that opening that opens everything. And feel the golden energy above your head. And feel how your own energy begins to rise, move up into that column of light. Move higher, but without effort. Feel how lightly you move, because you are light. And allow your energy to move higher than it has gone before, knowing that it is safe and timely and good. And see that beautiful gates open for you. And you enter the place that has been prepared for you in the highest energy possible. Go into this place and take in the energy. And where water flows, stop and drink the water to refresh your spirit. and see a path that moves you higher. And move on that path until you come to a place of great peace where your teacher waits for you. Take this time and be with your teacher. When you've spoken with your teacher, let the teacher give you a gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. And spend this time in the night sky, in the beauty and the perfect balance of all that has been created. Of all that is and all that will be. And know your place in all of this. Take in the light of the stars. And come down the golden tube of light. And be above the circle that is your circle. And as a service, find for those who sit here with you a message or a gift. When you found your gifts, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.